Visiting teaching message. Seeking and receiving personal revelation. Teach these scriptures and quotations or, if needed, another principle that will bless the sisters you visit. Bear testimony of the doctrine. Invite those you visit to share what they have felt and learned. How can I seek personal revelation? We prepare to receive personal revelation as the prophets do by studying the scriptures, fasting, praying, and building faith. Faith is the key. Remember Joseph's preparation for the first vision. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Prayer is your personal key to heaven. The lock is on your side of the veil. But that is not all. To one who taught that revelation would flow without effort, the Lord said, "You have not understood. You have supposed that I would give it unto you when you took no thought, save it was to ask me. But behold, I say unto you, that you must study it out in your mind. Then you must ask me if it be right. And if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you. Therefore you shall feel that it is right." President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. How can I receive personal revelation? In its more familiar forms, revelation or inspiration comes by means of words or thoughts communicated to the mind, by sudden enlightenment, by positive or negative feelings about proposed courses of action, or even by inspiring performances, as in the performing arts. As President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, has stated, inspiration comes more as a feeling than as a sound. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The temple is a house of learning. Much of the instruction imparted in the temple is symbolic and learned by the Spirit. This means we are taught from on high. Our understanding of the meaning of the ordinances and covenants will increase as we return to the temple often with the attitude of learning and contemplating the eternal truths taught. Let us enjoy the spiritual strength and the revelation we receive as we attend the temple regularly. Sylvia H. Allred, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency.
Helps for visiting teaching. As a visiting teacher, you can receive impressions of the Spirit as to the needs of your sisters and how to meet those needs. As you teach this message, share as appropriate any inspiration or help you have received regarding visiting teaching. Personal preparation. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Alma, chapter 5, verse 46. Alma, chapter 26, verse 22. 3 Nephi, chapter 19, verses 19 through 23. Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verses 2 and 3. Section 9, verses 8 and 9. Section 88. Verses 63 and 64.
End of article. Visiting teaching message. Seeking and receiving personal revelation.